Chapter 9 Copsis Buell broke up the earth with his trident. A tangle of roots knotted up the soil, making it tough, and before long he was breathing hard, a burn spreading through his shoulders. It felt good. The simple labour eased his mind and his muscles. The repetitive activity gave him the chance to think and to order his thoughts. He had much to think upon.
"There,"
he said, giving the ground a vigorous final crumbing, then stabbing his trident to one side. He ran his arm across his lank-haired brow, then turned and nodded. Vitain slid his toe under Kletch Scabclaw's body and rolled the corpse into the rill that Buell had prepared for him. Flies crawled over the ratman's lips. His eyes were the black of rot-pickled eggs, and the smell had that same astringent piquancy.
So much life.
However many Skaven he buried, the truth of that still filled him with wonder.
My garden will thrive here. It is as I said to you, Envoy. No other race gives so thoroughly of themselves to Grandfather Nurgle.
The Skaven did not answer, and nor did Buell expect him to. He would live again, of course. That was Nurgle's promise to all. The Ratman's flesh would nurture many millions of short and wondrous lives. His decomposition would bring bounty to the ground in which he lay. But never again would he talk, think, or interfere in the ambitions of a Lord of Plagues. Pulling up his trident, Buell proceeded to bed the Skaven in. The humans would go here and here, either side, where their decay would be accelerated by the Skaven's proximity. One of the other ratmen he'd dig a plot for, over by the south-facing tree line, where its remains could feed the poplars there. They were fast growers, and the rot would spread quickly. Already their leaves were beginning to wilt and brown at the edges. Birds hawked up a thin and sickly chorus of phlegm on the bowers. He could see it now. He did not know how this was to end. He never had. But he knew how to begin.
Archaon!
Fistula was fetched up against the log, shivering like a man just fished in full armour from an ice pail. He muttered non sequiturs under his breath, tired, for the moment at least, of raging them at the forest. His eyes rolled, like bones cast by a feverish shaman, and his brush with Nurgle's rot had bequeathed him a circlet of rugose blisters that rimmed his bald head like a crown. Buell examined the stigmata. There was a sign there. He knew it. But of what?
"He grows more lucid," observed Vitain.
"Well, Nurgle favours him greatly."
"A lord of flies,"
Fistula murmured, shaking.
"A king with three eyes."
A sign. Definitely. Taking up his trident, Copsis Buell pushed it into the ground and began again. He had much to think upon.